It is Friday, March 5th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Washington, D.C. will remain in fortress mode as the Pentagon considers a request to keep the National Guard deployed there. Meanwhile, in Silicon Valley, local officials swept a homeless encampment that sprung up near the Facebook campus. Advocates liken the scene to something out of the Great Depression and say the wealthy need to do more to ensure everyone has access to housing. And lastly, there are two competing bills in Congress regarding the future of Puerto Rico and the question of statehood. Progressive groups favor the one backed by AOC, which aims to create a meaningful process around decolonization.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
The seat of American power is still on high alert for threats from within. U.S. Capitol Police have requested a 60-day extension of the National Guard members activated in the District of Columbia in response to security threats and the January 6th assault on Congress. This according to the Washington Post. If approved, it would keep the Guard members on duty through May. This according to defense officials. About 5,200 Guard troops are on duty in Washington now. They are staffing a security perimeter around the Capitol that includes miles of fencing around one of the major symbols of American democracy. The request appeared to catch D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser by surprise, according to the Washington Post. She said her expectation was that the additional forces would be leaving now, adding that the Capitol Police have had limited communication with the city. Requests come after Capitol Police officials said Wednesday that they had information about a possible attempt by a militia group to breach the Capitol on Thursday, a date that some followers of QAnon falsely claimed would mark Donald Trump's return to the White House. The House canceled a session yesterday in response, while the Senate remained in session to consider President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Post reports that concerns about QAnon at the Capitol were not borne out Thursday. While Guard members remained on duty and the fencing and barbed wire is still in place, there was no violence. The appearance of military forces and the onerous security measures in place have become controversial and politicized in recent weeks. Representative Elisa Slotkin, Democrat of Michigan, called for more transparency. Some Republicans have questioned the need for the National Guard to stay. Of course, some Republicans cheered on the insurrection, so their judgment here is a little bit questionable. This vignette from The Great Class Divide comes from the Los Angeles Times. In the shadow of Facebook's headquarters, dozens of unsheltered people made their home on a 60-acre plot of grass and marshland that's shared with foxes, coyotes, and other Silicon Valley wildlife. The encampment has existed for years but started swelling in numbers last summer. In 2019, the Bay Area was home to more than 28,000 homeless people, third nationwide behind only New York City with 76,000 and Los Angeles with 55,000. Those numbers have likely increased during the pandemic. Sometimes tents appear on the edges of city parks, inches from multi-million dollar homes. Heather Frankel, an attorney for the Oakland-based Homeless Action Center, told the Times, quote, "I know it sounds dramatic, but the scale feels like something out of the Great Depression or Dust Bowl. It's really not okay," end quote. As numbers in the camp swelled, infrastructure within the camp became increasingly intricate and complicated. Camp occupants dug 4 feet deep latrines in the ground, erected solar panels around their structures, constructed chimneys into their shelters, and kept dogs that alerted them to strangers. Spokeswoman for Facebook told the Times that the company was not involved in the local decision to dismantle the neighboring encampment. In mid-February, a crew of Caltrans contractors arrived with 3 50-yard dumpsters and dismantled the tents and structures, removed the residents' belongings and filled in the holes that dotted the landscape. By Monday of this week, an encampment had been partially rebuilt. A few days later, even more people had returned. What's needed, advocates say, is more housing options, solutions that will allow people to live in dignity. Amen to that. Maybe Mark Zuckerberg should chip in a little bit with some higher taxes.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
There are dueling proposals for Puerto Rico's future. Progressive organizations are pushing for passage of a bill they say gives Puerto Ricans a voice on the question of the island's status and its relationship with the U.S., according to NBC News. The PUSH aims to present an alternative to pro-statehood legislation introduced Tuesday by two Puerto Rican members of Congress. In a letter sent yesterday to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, advocates from more than 80 grassroots organizations across 16 states in Puerto Rico urged prioritizing the passage of the Puerto Rico Self-Determination Act of 2020. According to NBC, the progressive groups argue that unlike the statehood bill introduced on Tuesday by Representatives Darren Soto, Democrat of Florida, and Jennifer Gonzalez, Republican of Puerto Rico, the Self-Determination Act would ensure that Puerto Ricans have access to a legitimate, accountable, and inclusive process for decolonization. The bill was introduced last year by New York Democratic Representative Nida Velasquez and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It proposed creating a status convention made up of delegates elected by Puerto Rican voters who would come up with a long-term solution for the island's territorial status, whether it be statehood, independence, or any option other than the current territorial arrangement. Velasquez and AOC are expected to reintroduce their bill into the House this year, this according to NBC. Puerto Rico Statehood Emissions Act, introduced Tuesday by Soto and Gonzalez, aims to make the island a state. Statehood legislation follows a referendum that took place last November. It directly asked voters whether Puerto Rico should immediately be admitted as a state, with nearly 55% voter turnout. About 53% of Puerto Ricans who voted favored statehood, while 47% rejected it. Margins so close, the process matters that much more.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Transportation Department's internal watchdog found evidence of potential ethical violations by then-Secretary Elaine Chao and referred the case to the Justice Department for prosecution in December, but the Justice Department declined. This according to the Washington Post. Investigators from the Transportation Department's Office and Inspector in General said Chao used government employees to perform private tasks, such as arranging Christmas ornaments. Pope Francis and Ali al-Sistani, the spiritual leader of millions of Shiite Muslims, will meet in the Iraqi holy city of Najaf on Saturday, NBC reports. It's believed to be the first meeting between a pope and an Iraqi grand ayatollah. While at the Vatican, Francis has worked to build a Christian-Muslim alliance as a way to combat the cycle of Islamic terrorism and nationalist populist reactions. Al-Sistani has similarly called for peaceful coexistence and dialogue among faiths. When's the last time you heard good news from Iraq? In a major shift in policy, California officials said Wednesday night they will now devote 40% of available COVID-19 vaccines to residents in the most disadvantaged areas. This according to the LA Times. Shift comes amid mounting evidence that Latino and Black communities are falling behind white and Asian ones in getting access to the vaccine. This has sparked concern in part because those underserved communities have been hardest hit by COVID-19. Vaccine justice now. AFL-CIO's executive board will meet next week to determine its position on eliminating the filibuster. Labor Federation's president, Richard Trumka, told Politico yesterday, if organized labor coalesces around overturning the filibuster, a priority for many progressives, it could give the movement significant momentum. And then all kinds of good and interesting things may happen. We will keep you posted, of course, either way.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie today. Join us live at noon for the Majority Report or later as a podcast.